Yep.
So true.
Please stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. DeDominick?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Item two, there is no board report for tonight. Item three, treasurer's report?
I have nothing tonight.
Okay. Item four, superintendent's report?
Nope.
Do you have anything to add? Okay, item five, we do have some people that have signed up for public participation. So before we go into that, I need to read off the policy for that. Community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you are called upon, please stand and state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desiring more should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes to speak as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official meeting report. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, or board member, please do not address them by name. Keep in mind that we are meeting in a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students, however, not tonight. At this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and to reflect on your comments. The board will not respond with action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of this board meeting. Please do not use the individual employee names in this forum. So our first person who has signed up to speak is Rod Rao, NCTA Negotiation Concerns.
Good evening, board members. Rod Rao, North Employee, 184 17th Street, Barberton, Ohio. And I do believe I have 5 minutes since I am on the
Yes,
agenda.
You do.
Okay, all right. This past spring, I was approached by Angie Wagler, our technology director, to create a series of Chromebook care videos for the middle school. With the help of Ms. Wagler, Ms. Snowden, and Sandy, Ms. Snowden's beloved service dog, we created 4 Chromebook care videos with my 6th grade computer science classes. The premise of these videos was, would you treat your pet the same way you would treat your Chromebook? Using non-functioning Chromebooks and plush dogs, my students were given the opportunity to destroy old Chromebooks and mistreat plush dogs as they communicate how not to treat your Chromebook. We also use Sammy and working Chromebooks to show how to properly use and care for your school-issued Chromebook. My students thoroughly enjoyed this endeavor. The videos were shown during the morning announcements and are posted on my teacher page. This is an example of a respectful and symbiotic relationship between administration, teachers, and students. We all work together to accomplish a common and worthwhile goal. When trust and respect are present at all levels of our district, we are productive in carrying out our mission, every child, every day. Every party and stakeholder must conduct themselves in a respectful and responsible manner. This is how we model and educate our students. However, relationships can also become dysfunctional when there's a breakdown in a structure. Dr. John Gottman, the nation's leading marriage researcher, has identified 4 behaviors or beliefs with which he can predict with 90% accuracy if a marriage will fail. He calls them the 4 horsemen. These behaviors include criticism, attacking the character of your partner, contempt, assuming superiority over your partner, defensiveness, refusing to understand different perspectives, stonewalling, the refusal to engage in constructive dialogue. I contend that these characteristics can be indicators of success or failure of any relationship. Unfortunately, the relationship between the Norton Board of Education and the Norton Classroom Teachers Association has become compromised by the 4 horsemen. The balanced and respectful relationship between the board and the Teachers Association has become compromised. The members of the Teachers Association do not feel supported or respected by the board. Without the support and respect of our board and administration, how are we supposed to educate our students? A few examples of the breakdown in this relationship have been reported to our membership as follows. The board has outright stated that they will not discuss many of the reasonable proposals that the association's team researched and prepared by examining the contracts of other schools and by consulting OEA. The board did not prepare and present reasonable proposals at the agreed amount of times. The board has delayed forwarding proposals to their lawyer before agreed upon dates and times for negotiations. The board's team prematurely left the last negotiations meeting without agreeing to conclude the meeting. The board's team has indicated several times the belief that the Norton is a stepping stone for teachers to gain initial experience and then leave for better salary and working conditions. Being labeled a stepping stone is the most painful of all of these behaviors. This is a direct insult to those of us who have made a career as a Norton Panther, administrators included. I did not dedicate 28 years of my life in this district to be called a stepping stone. Our students deserve teachers who are proud to be here. Our students deserve the stability and experience that a seasoned and veteran staff provides. Our job as teachers is to develop a respectful and supportive relationship with our students. We strive to keep the four horsemen locked up in the barn so that our students feel loved and cared for. We strive to win the hearts of our students so that we can win their minds. If we do not do this, we are evaluated as ineffective. Leadership involves modeling the behavior we desire for those in our charge. If we as teachers behave as the board, we would not be servicing our motto, every child, every day. Why is there a double standard? Our motto is not do as I say, not as I do. I thoroughly enjoyed working with Mrs. Wagler, Mrs. Stoden, and Sammy, and my sixth graders to accomplish a shared goal of making Chromebook care videos. My students were excited to be involved with destroying props and ecstatic to watch themselves being silly and obnoxious with a purpose. This project was not a mandate, but was a joint effort of which my students were proud to be a part. This is every child every day. This is what it means to be a Norton Panther. The association implores the board to consider whether their actions and behaviors are those of a Norton Panther. We also call upon the members of the community to do the same. In just a few days, the members of the NCTA will be working without a contract. This was a situation that could have been avoided. We urge the board to reconsider their positions and get back to the table to conclude these negotiations ASAP so that we can spend our time and our energies doing what we should be doing, educating our students. Thank you.
Monica Williams.
Can I give you a packet of information?
Sure.
Do you want me to back around and do something?
Sure.
Okay. I'm sorry, it's for the, I just did for board members. Hi, my name is Monica Williams. My address is 1535 Overlook Drive, Akron, Ohio. I am the mother of Isaiah Williams. He was a sophomore this past year at Norton High School. And first, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to all of the educators in this room, the board members, everyone involved in education. It is extremely important to me and my husband because education is not appreciated in our country. It is not appreciated in our culture. I was a substitute teacher. My husband worked in education as administrator for a charter school. And we completely understand the struggles that the board faces between financial situations, struggles, burdens, budgets, and the students' welfare, the staff's welfare. It's a wide gamut that you guys have to consider. So I want you to understand that when I come to the table, I completely understand the challenges that you guys are facing. I think I understand somewhat, because I've never been a board member. But I don't want to take up my time, because I could talk a long time. I'm coming because we received denial of open enrollment last week in June. And I'm trying to focus on what I was going to say. We received a letter of his due to tardies and attendance. And at first we received a probation letter. I emailed all of you on Thursday just so you have the information ahead of time because I like information, but I don't want to bog you down. We received a letter we were supposed to have a probation period between March 1st to May 15th because he had excessive tardies, is stated in the letter. If you look on page 4, the probation says it was focused on tardies at the end of the letter. It also talked about attendance rate criteria. And so first off, we received the letter late, received it on March 13th. And so we were not able to start the probation. I emailed Mr. Shaner about that. I did not get a response. So then he understood that we need to work on our tardies. And that's what I wanted to say. My life circumstances have changed a bit this year. I've struggled to get my kids to school. I apologize for that. I take responsibility that I have struggled to get my two sons. I have two sons, Joshua and Isaiah, that both go to Norton. They've been at Norton for 9 years. And we consider Norton our home, as our academic home. So, sorry, I jetted off on that. So, as we saw after March 13th, like, we need to get to school, we need to make sure we watch out for these tardies. Our tardies were like 1 to 3 minutes late. You will see, and there's, I'll get to that in a minute. We were like 1 to 3 minutes late. We just couldn't seem to get to 7:20 bell. So again, I apologize for those, but we worked extremely hard during the probation period to improve on those tardies. At the same time, the probation letter on page 4 does not explain what the attendance rate criteria was, how it was to be calculated, and again, as I thought the main focus was tardies. And then, I tried to reach out to the school in the last week. I emailed, I wrote a physical letter, and I wanted to have a meeting with Mr. Shaner and with the administration. But unfortunately, that didn't happen. I did not receive a response until I emailed the board. Today, I received an email from administration, and you can see on page 7 through 8, it seems now that the focus is on attendance. So now it's on attendance, and involved in the attendance that we're looking at, medical absences and physical therapy appointments. They're being counted against us for the calculation of the criteria. My son and I have both looked at the criteria of how many days they were in school, and we looked at the tardies and calculated. We're not quite sure how there's 38 days in calculated, because in our calculation, 39 days that should be checked. In our 39 days, with the tardies, we meet the 90%, 89.89. With absences, not including the medical, the excused and unexcused, it would be 90%. So in our calculation, we look at that we have actually achieved the 90% requirements that were in the probation letter. And you can also see that we did improve a lot on our tardies. I worked very hard to do that.
Ms. Williams, I'm not cutting you off, okay. But you're almost out of time. I just want to let you know.
I appreciate that. Isaiah never received a suspension for a tardy. I was emailed once. He was talked to once. We did not realize that the tardies or attendance would affect them open enrollment. I understand it's in your policy, but I've been here 9 years, and even with getting letters from the state, we've never been told that this would affect our open enrollment. If I would have known, if he would have got suspended, if I would have known, I think we would have seen the seriousness of the issue, okay? Isaiah is an honor roll student. He has a 4.0 GPA. He works very hard at school, and we just really would like to stay at Norton. And we even came in sick on one of those medical days to take the Ohio State science test. Okay. Because we're dedicated to education.
Thank you.
Because we were asked to.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Isaiah Williams.
My name is Isaiah Williams, and I live at 1535 Overlook Drive, Akron, Ohio. I have been attending Norton since second grade, and I was planning to graduate high school with my friends. After finding out my open enrollment was denied, I became very upset, as I was looking forward to continuing track and being able to graduate here at Norton. I'm a 4.0 GPA student. I'm in all honors classes, and throughout high school, I've never had a detention or a suspension. I think it is unfair that my enrollment is being denied, because all the days I was absent during my probation, I was sick, and even states on the comments and progress book the reason why I wasn't at school, and all of them were personal illness. And I cannot control when I'm sick, and I do not want others to get sick as well. And I've been on attendance review prior to this, and I've not been able to make up tests. And since I care about my grades a lot, we had to go to the doctor to receive a doctor's note so I could get those days medically excused so I could then make up the test to get my grade up. And In this case, my medical absence has even counted against my probation, which is something I didn't know would happen. And all my excused absences on probation were because of sickness, but I didn't go to the doctor for a note for those days because we didn't know it was necessary. And I would like to finish my 2 years at Norton, and I hope you reconsider my denial.
Thank you. Is there any other public participation? Mr. Kaufman?
Good evening. My name is Chuck Kaufman, 3873 Croydon Street, Norton. I stand before you tonight compelled to share my thoughts on our current negotiations impasse. While I won't delve into specifics as I believe those belong at the negotiating table, I feel it's crucial to express my perspective after dedicating 36 years of my life to serving Norton's children, nearly 30 in my official capacity. As I approach retirement in 5 years, I find myself reflecting deeply on my journey. Throughout my tenure, I've had the privilege of working with Norton students and their families, which has transformed my role into something more profound than just a job. I've been fortunate to collaborate with exceptional educators, staff, and supportive administrators, yet a consistent theme throughout these years has been the challenge of doing more with less. As a staff, we've weathered pay freezes, step freezes, and other concessions in support of our underfunded district. Time and again, we've rallied to pass levies and other issues to ensure our students receive the education they deserve. Outside negotiations, our contract often only enters our minds when there's concerns about fairness or violation. But more often than not, any breach of that contract stems from educators going above and beyond the contract, staying late to help students or sacrificing planning time for the district's benefit. In return, what we seek is simple: respect and appreciation. This can manifest in shared leadership, meaningful input in decisions, and an environment where everyone feels valued, a place where dedication and commitment will then thrive. We are all professionals here, educated, rational individuals, capable of examining facts and reaching fair agreements. Unfortunately, we haven't achieved that yet. It's disappointing that the approach from your side of the table has led to distrust and resentment among many of us. Our team has come prepared and willing to engage, yet the response has been lacking and unlikely to yield a positive outcome. This approach sends a message of disrespect and, frankly, callousness, which contrasts starkly with the dedication we show daily to our students and community. It's made clear that our district struggles to financially compete, ranking unfavorably in areas that would attract educators and even families. I've reviewed the data comparing us to 25 neighboring districts. It's untenable. The likelihood of seeking or accepting better opportunities elsewhere increases, especially with this negotiating stance. Is this the district we aspire to, a mere stepping stone? I hope not. As I said, my time left here is short. Looking ahead, when I see my earliest students' grandchildren enroll, which is sooner than you think, I want them nurtured by the best professionals. I want my younger colleagues committed to building a district we're proud of, but it starts with your commitment to them. That starts by sitting down with us and getting it done. Closing, I urge you to reconsider the approach to negotiations. Let's work collaboratively to find a solution that honors the dedication of Norton's educators and staff and ultimately benefits our students. We owe it to our community to create an environment where everyone feels
Mr. Kaufman.
Respected, valued, and motivated to contribute.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Ms. Wheatley, you wish to speak?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you.
Amber Wheatley, 552 Main Street, Wadsworth. Over the last few weeks, I've had some time to think about the past negotiation sessions. Like the teacher I am, I've thought about what went right and where my team could improve. As prepared as we have been, we aren't perfect. But my mind can't get past the last few minutes of our very last session on May 31st. To recap, a little past 10 o'clock, you presented NCTA with an offer. At 10:29 p.m., we gave you our counterproposal, and a member of your team asked for a caucus to discuss it. At 10:57 p.m., a member of our team was sending an email asking for another date to meet and negotiate, as only one member of the board's team was left on the premises. I understand it was late, but how are we going to work together towards a fair contract if we can't even get the respect of letting my team know you are done for the evening. It's been a difficult year creating a good rapport between NCTA and the board. However, I have shared my concerns and been willing to work on some changes. I have also sought some professional guidance for myself so I can be better at this role. But to leave without any regard for your employees has been hard for me to accept. Maybe you don't agree with what we are proposing. That's okay. That's why we negotiate. But I would like you to think about this. As an educator, I am responsible for modifying my lessons to suit the needs of the kids in my classroom. If I were still using the same plans from when I was hired over 15 years ago, they wouldn't be beneficial to my current students. I've had to make changes and adapt. That's what we are asking of you, to modify our current contract, specifically the salary schedule, to suit the needs of your employees at this time, not from years and years ago. I've been called a lot of things in my life, and being labeled crazy is one I pride myself on. I am absolutely crazy about things I am passionate about. The faces that you see here with me tonight, yes, I'm absolutely crazy when it comes to them because I believe in all that they do for this district. I hope as the board prepares for continued negotiations, you remember the attributes in the Panther way, such as contribute and communication when we meet at the table again. Thank you.
What's our total time?
Oh, I didn't do that.
Oh. Is there any other public participation?
Okay. Five, ten, maybe six.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm Kathy Bowley. I live at 451 Parkway Boulevard, Norton. None of us would be where we are today without good teachers. Presidents, CEOs, doctors, nurses, lawyers, judges, first responders, board members, and superintendents all started in a classroom with a good teacher. Norton is blessed with many good veteran teachers. They spend their own money on many things for their classroom and students and spend many hours preparing to teach our children and grandchildren, and also spend their own money to further their education to be even better teachers. Many of us have experienced that teaching right here in Norton. My family has four generations that have graduated from Norton. Please, board, support our teachers with an equitable cost of living that so many of the past students they have taught receive every year.
Is there any other public participation? Okay. Under item 6, agenda, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 7, board business. Letter A, can I have a motion to approve the last chance agreement between Norton City Schools and Pauletta Gamin?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve the Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, between Norton City Schools and Norton Classroom Teachers Association, NCTA, for the Science of Reading Professional Development Day and Stipend Information Attachment A?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
This day, the state, teachers have to go through a science of reading training, and the state came out with some stuff in the fall and the spring, and they started talking about reimbursement for teachers, and the state said that they would help us pay that, so we would pay, then we would get refunded from the state. We wanted to try to get this done as early as possible with our teaching staff to guarantee that we were recouped that money back from the state, so we appreciate NCTA's involvement in getting this taken care of and done.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter C, this is a first reading of the following policy. Number one, reading skills assessment and intervention, third grade reading guarantee, IGBEA hyphen R, attachment B. Under item eight, approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve letters A through C?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item nine, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A through D?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under superintendent's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve personnel retirement resignation leave termination, items one through 12?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve the following administrative contract? Number one, Kimberly Halleck, 1 year, elementary school assistant principal, effective August 1st, 2024 through July 31st, 2025.
So moved.
Any discussion?
I just want to welcome Kim. It's a strange night to be welcomed in, but glad you're here. I think you're going to do a great job at the elementary. I did want to throw back one real quick. Liz Dean is on there. She is retiring. We thought we did this a couple months ago, so I want to wish her all the best, and hopefully she's doing something fun, unless she's out there somewhere. I think she's.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Congratulations.
Welcome.
And welcome to the district.
Thank you.
Under item C, can I have a motion to approve personnel certified, 1 year contract pending background check and permit, items one through eight?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
You're close. This is about, right now they're going to tell you got the job. You still want it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Call the roll, please.
These are good people. You'll enjoy.
I'm sorry. Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Congrats.
Do you want to introduce?
Who's that, Brent?
Yeah.
You want to introduce?
Yeah. So just so everybody knows, this is Katie Goodwell. She's going to be an IS at the middle school. We are so excited to have her on board. And it's not always.
Are any of the other new hires here? Is anybody else here? You guys introduce yourselves. You're way in the back. Go ahead.
I'm Molly Spons. I'll be Health Physical Education at the middle school.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Mallory Felix. I'll be Intervention Specialist at the primary.
Excellent.
Welcome.
Congratulations to everyone. Oh, one more?
What?
Carrie White. Okay. She's English 504 specialist?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Congratulations. Under letter D, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified pending background check and permit? Number one, Rod Lyons, middle school head custodian, effective June 3rd, 2024.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters E through O? Wait, is that right? Let me just double check.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter P, can I have a motion to approve the elimination of the following positions, items 1 through 4?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters Q through DD?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 11, executive session, letter A, can I have a motion to go into executive session to discuss employment of personnel, negotiations, and the purchase sale of property?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?